Hi everybody, it's Lloyd here again, and the next 5 weeks' recordings are taken from an interview that I had with Bob Thibodeau. He interviewed me about how I first got started writing poems. So I hope you enjoy this interview.
Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman. You can tell, folks, I'm asking these questions. They're not canned questions.
No, they're not.
Okay. A lot of people think, oh, he just has standard questions and they go over it.
You know? No. I love it. It's good when you have this sort of thing, because the wonderful thing about your interviews is that when you're interviewing someone who actually has a gift or has whatever a talent, it's in them. And it doesn't matter what questions that you ask, there's something that comes out of it. Amen. Anyway, here it is called Corridors. Life, the endless corridor of classrooms. Learning how to learn, graduating to heart education, taught while enduring the corridor. We only need two subjects, self-development or self-development. Your choice, so choose wisely. Your tutors are unique, custom-made for you, each one specific as a gift would be. This gift is the problem, and the problem is the learning gift just for you. Expensive classes, so pay attention. If repeated, the price doubles. The true cost of not paying attention.
Amen. Amen. That's deep, brother.
Lots of levels.
Again. Yeah, explain again now that you've read that, explain again about the corridor of classrooms.
The corridor of classrooms is the, what I remember from school is that you walk down a corridor going from A block to B block. And as you walk down the corridor, there's a system of classrooms both sides of the corridor. And there's always a little glass window that you can look through on the door and look into the classroom, and you see the teacher and the students. Mm-hmm. And so what I see in these classrooms is that there's a name over each door specific for the thing that you need to learn about life. So when we talk about the subject of self-development, a lot of people need to be accountable to others. But often they actually need to be accountable to themselves. So they go into a classroom, say, of accountability, and they get taught the principle of accountability to be accountable to someone, and they get buddied up with someone. But the principle actually is that you become accountable to yourself. And sometimes that lesson gets pushed aside because the different personality type of the person needs to actually have a partner that overlooks them and oversees them, and they become accountable. So consequently, they graduate from that classroom. They're back in the corridor again, walking down. And then all of a sudden, something happens to the relationship between the person that you're accountable to, as in the person you're accountable doesn't actually keep you accountable, and you start getting really annoyed that this thing that you thought was going to be the saving grace of you and your self-development doesn't work. So you then have to go back into the same classroom if you don't get it, and then learn it again. But the principle is the principle, and that's what you've got to pick up. Once you learn the principle of becoming accountable to yourself, that's how you actually progress, and that's how you learn from that classroom. Then you go on to the next one, which may be self-discipline. So it doesn't matter which one, you just go from one classroom to the other and you learn this wonderful stuff that they're all life skills.
Amen. So that's what you mean by the price doubles?
Yes.
have to take the class, like flunking seventh grade math or something. You got to take it over again. Right?
Yeah. See, I write this poem, The Problem. It's called The Gift. And this poem is all about you being handed a gift, which is actually a huge problem. Mm-hmm. Now, can you imagine giving someone who was retiring from your company a gift all beautifully wrapped up that was actually a problem? Can you ever actually imagine receiving a gift that's actually a problem? But you see,
it wouldn't be a gift. It'd be a curse.
It wouldn't. Exactly. But the thing is that the problem is the gift and the gift is the problem. But you've got to stand back from the emotions of it and read it from, okay, I've been given this gift and it's actually a problem. So I've got to solve it. So that's self-development.
Yeah, I could relate that to, you know, I've never experienced it, but, you know, you hear about people that, you know, they win these cars or something, you know, they go to visit some TV show and their seat number gets picked to win this car, you know, $30,000 car. And they're so happy, so excited. And then it costs them $10,000 to get it, you know, because they got to pay taxes and, you know, income tax because it's a gift and, you know, all that. And, you know, next thing you know, they're like, you know, 10 grand in debt, or, you know, they got to sell the car just to pay the taxes and, you know, stuff like that. So it's kind of like that. The gift became a curse.
That's right.
Amen. Now, I have to admit, and I'm not trying to be obnoxious or anything like that, but I've never really been into poetry. Okay. I hated poetry and composition classes in high school, right? It just wasn't my cup of tea. But when I read some of, you know, when I read your poetry, it's like you're telling a story. You know, it just it just draws the person into what you're saying. Were you interested in poetry when you were back in school?
I was and I wasn't. The amazing thing was in my memory was that because of this dyslexia thing that sort of hangs around, I've underestimated my abilities. And what happened was, I was really good at English literature because the teacher used to give us a book to read and then he'd give us an assignment. And I would not read the book until I got the assignment. And it meant that the assignment that he gave us was due, you know, 3 days later. So I waited and waited and waited until I got the assignment. Then I would binge read the book and then answer the assignment. Mm-hmm. And I used to top the class for every assignment. And the reason why I topped the class was I picked up the sense and the emotion of the story. Mm. Now, when it came to poetry, I never studied Shakespeare at all, hardly read any of his stuff. One of the problems that I have, and this is just a self-confession, is that I, even though I've got a dyslexia issue, I've got a photographic memory. And I'm terrible. If I read something that I haven't written, it just gets recalled when I'm writing my own stuff. So I don't actually read a lot of poetry books. I don't study them. I just wait on God because he was the one who gave me the gift. And I just sometimes he dictates them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wonderful.
You know, I could never get, you know, the rhymes to rhyme or the, you know, the prose to end right. It was always out of sync in some form or fashion. Which method do you find yourself using most of the time, and does that come easy for you?
Well, as I said, when I first wrote those five poems, I wrote them in rhyme, four stanzas, because that's how poetry was written. And I carried on writing like that and writing and writing. And in my guts, I just knew there was something wrong. There was something missing and I couldn't put my finger on it. And right from day one, when I started writing poetry, for some reason, I don't know how this happened, but I started teaching it to different people because they would read my poem and then they would write one and then I'd help them rewrite their own poem. Mm. And anyway, I was talking to one of the people that I had taught and she said, I've changed my style. I've stopped doing this and I've started writing prose. And I say, yeah. And I had a look at her poetry and something twigged inside me. And I thought, yep, this is where I've got to go. Mm. Well, I had about 1,500 poems in a big ring binder. Mm. And one day when I was living in Tasmania, I thought, okay, I've got to do something about this. So one morning, and it was winter, I got up, lit the fire, made myself a coffee, sat down in front of the fire, undid the compendium and ring binder and read every single poem and threw it into the fire and watched it burn. And I burnt the whole collection. Wow. I didn't write a single poem for probably 3 months. I then had some requests to write some poems for a wedding or a funeral. I can't quite remember. And I wrote those. And normally I keep a copy of the poem that I've written. Well, I didn't keep any copies. I just sent it off. And 3 months later, after that first initial one, I started writing again And the very first poem I started writing after I burnt my whole collection was in prose form, and I've never looked back.
Wow. Amen. Awesome.
But it had to be sacrificed first.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.